لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء، الآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم، ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى، وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، الذي بوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، وبيمنه رزق الورى، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله، من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. Dear brothers and sisters and beloved children, I ask myself to practice obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and advise all of you on this Friday, which is the beginning of Islamic year's calendar, and also it is month of Muharram, a month to commemorate the martyrdom of the one who was the most obedient personality in this world, the one who submitted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he said, "Ridan bi qada'ihi wa tasliman li amri," a complete submission before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Hussein is a symbol of submission in this world, symbol of the one who was seeking for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what we need to practice in our life. Once again, in Surah Mubarakah Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Believers are but single brothers and sisters. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. So make peace and reconciliation between your brothers and sisters. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Guard yourself regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, and you may receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those verses of Quran are reminding us one of the most important relation between the believers, and that is relation of brothers and sisters. And these are the days that this brotherhood should be flourished. It has to be increased. These are the days to make bond between ourselves. وَوَلِيٌّ لِمَنْ وَالَاكُمْ وَعَدُوٌّ لِمَنْ عَادَاكُمْ. A relation that is relation through Ahlul Bayt, through Vilayat. And Vilayat makes a chain between Mu'mineen, and it makes them like a family. We become a family, especially in these days. When we look at the character of Imam Hussein and his companion and Ahlul Bayt, we find that all those souls became completely together, united in one cause, just for one cause. And that is what it makes any movement successful. When a group becomes together, united under one leadership, and stands for cause, that makes them successful. Last week, we have gone through few of the rights of brothers and sisters, and today, according to the hadith of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, I would like to continue with that, as there are being said 25 in number, and 14 of them we have been able to cover last time. One of the rights that is being said in hadith of Prophet, that is protection of their dignity. Every person, every individual has a dignity, an honor. And protection of their honor, protection of their dignity, it is responsibility of other brothers, that they need to protect that. They should not let that his dignity is compromised. It should not be compromised. We have to keep that and protect that, or if we can work to increase that dignity and honor, increase the honor of brothers and sisters, but we should not do any action that harms that dignity. 15th right, Prophet said, fulfilling the needs. Of course, that is a responsibility. While living in Western countries, we may not be aware of that, or we don't practice according to that. Every day, brothers and sisters, they come into the majalis, we meet with them, greet them, and then we say goodbye, khuda hafiz. We do not know how they are living, and they do not know how we live. We are not aware of one another. And these majalis are not going to be beneficial unless we become aware. So if during these days of the blessings of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam, if we simply practice, somebody who is sitting beside us, ask them, how are you doing? Do you have a job? Is there anything that I can help? As we do in normal life outside, so sometime just we say as a phrase, can I help you? Is that possible we can say to a mu'min brother as well? Is there anything that I can help you? That is going to open at least between you and him. Maybe there is a brother. There are people, those who are really in need. And I had said in the past, and alhamdulillah, our community is really a generous community, always generous. And that is one of the positive of our community. If you cannot help, at least you can be a source of help. You can be a middleman to help them. Isn't that possible? If there are any jobs that you know, can't you introduce the people that there is a job, there is an opening? So that's what we can do easily. We know in our companies or somewhere where we are working in offices, if we know about anything, if we know about the jobs, we should inform our brothers and sisters. That is one of the rights. As Prophet said, if you cannot help, at least be source of help. So I'm fulfilling my responsibility that I can inform you about that. This is one of the help. And second is your responsibility. Take benefits of these majalis. Come into the majlis. And that is real benefit of the majlis. Yes, you hear majalis. You hear the mawiza, advices of ulama, and that is a great opportunity. But let us practice that, how we can make a community as a community. Community comes out of unity. One of the part of community is unity. And unity, it is going to be increased when we help one another in their needs, when we share with one another. While we don't share, we are just individuals. We may get together under one roof, but that is not going to make us unity and community. Just getting together and crying for a while and going back, it's not going to be helpful. Let us know one another. At least know somebody is sitting beside you. Seventeenth right that Prophet has said, that if your brother or sister has lost something, then guide them, help them that he can find. If there is any property that has been lost, you should help them that he can find it out. 18th, I'm just going through the list that I can complete it. 18th right, when your brother or sister sneezes. See, you see how Islam wants to keep this relation. It's really interesting. Some of the action we may not pay attention that what Islam has said. When you meet with somebody, say salam alaikum. This is one of the rights. And if somebody says to you salam, say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Give salam in best of the manner. And even if Islam cares about your sneezes, when you sneeze, at that time you need to say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that at least Allah gave me a sign of life. And when you hear somebody else, your right upon other brother and upon the other brother's right on your shoulder is, you should say Yarhamukallah. May Allah bless you. And unfortunately, we may practice this outside. When we are in English society, over there we are bound to say, bless you. But we don't say within mu'minin. We don't practice that, unfortunately. There are many practices that we do outside, but not inside. When we are in-house, at that time, we don't practice. For example, I'm very glad. I'm really thankful. Right? So those are the phrases that we say to other people. But when we come into our community inside, then we miss that. We should practice within mu'mineen. Those are the phrases that has to be practiced within mu'mineen. Because mu'mineen are brothers and sisters. رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. There has to be kindness, rahm, between mu'mineen. And about other side, it's been said, أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ. I'm not saying that when you are in normal society over there, you have to be like that. In normal society, we need to demonstrate of best of the akhlaq. We need to practice best of the akhlaq, that we can promote our religion with love and kindness. Because religion of Islam, it promotes love. It brings the people in. It's not going to create a hatred. But there has to be a difference between a mu'min and non-mu'min. And if practice comes opposite, then we need to think about ourselves. We may not give those honors that we are supposed to give to our brother, we give to somebody else. So of course I've said answering salam of mu'min. Another right that has been said, respecting their statements. If they make a statement, then we need to honor that. The first and foremost, our reaction should be that statement is honest, because he's a mu'min. Husna one, having a positive attitude about the statements. We should not have su'izan from the beginning. Presumption about a mu'min is not right. But we need to do, we need to show a positive reaction about a mu'min. This is salawat. If a mu'min bears witness sometimes or swears about anything, we need to accept that. When it's been said, you need to accept the statements, what about swearing? That is, of course, the most important. It's been by mu'min. He has sworn about something, and we should accept that as a positive statement, and we need to accept as a witness. Be friends of his friends. That is really interesting. Because one of the category of friends that Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu was salam has said, he said, one is Sadiquka, your friend. Your friend is of course your friend. Then he said, Sadiqu Sadiqika. Friend of the friend is also a friend. And third category that Imam said, Aduvu Aduvika, enemy of your enemy. There is a common interest. Common interest, it's that enemy of your enemy becomes your friend as well. So we need to honor those who are friends of our friends. If he falls into the calamities, in the difficulties, at that time don't leave them alone. One of the times when your friendship is going to be tested, one of the time that your friendship is going to be tried, that is the time of calamities. When your friend is in difficulties, over there you need to help. Don't leave them alone. If you leave them alone in those situations, that means you are not a good friend. And if you like to test your friend, that is he a good friend, then you can test them in two situations. Test them in two situations. One, when you fall into calamities, and second, when you are not at home, when you are far from home. If he takes care of your affairs, then he or she is good friend. But if he does not, then you can revise about that friendship, that is the true friendship or not. And finally, Prophet said, whatever you like for yourself, like for your brothers and sisters as well. Whatever you like for yourself. Most of the time, we become selfish, and especially in society where we live. This society teaches us selfishness. Where you like to give sadaqah. When you like to help your brother and sister, you have to give something what it's extra. We are not supposed to give extra. We are supposed to give what we like. What it can fulfill my needs, I have to give that to my brothers and sisters. And look at the character of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and follow the character of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. That in the first night after the marriage, when somebody comes asking for dress, at that time she thought, what it can be important, what I have to give. And she took that bridal suit. She took that and gave it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you like to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time you give what you really like. And also when you like to give to your brothers and sisters, because your relation with brothers and sisters is imani relation. He is your mu'min brother and sister. Try to give them what you like. Whatever you like for them. Whatever you dislike for yourself, dislike for them as well. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity to fulfill our duties and make a bonding between mu'mineen as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah forgive us, forgive our shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our greater sins. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj, waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarih. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna, wa'afina wa'afu anna fi al-dunya wal-akhirah. إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. اللهم صل على محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Dear brothers and sisters, there we are commemorating martyrdom of grandson of Holy Prophet Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam and his companions. These are the days to go through some of the significant qualities of this group that we commemorate. Let us look at those most important qualities that we see in Imam and his followers. One of the most important qualities that we see, that is their firm faith, a firm faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman rasikh, a faith that cannot be changed. Nothing can change the faith. Even if hurricane comes, any kind of calamity cannot change the faith. And about the faith of mu'min, it has been said that a mountain can move from its place, but faith of the mu'min cannot be changed. They became mountain in Karbala, or firm than mountain, that nothing can change them. You can slaughter us, you can kill our children, you can take our families as a captive, but you cannot change our faith. That is firm faith of this group. Those we remember every day. What has inspired us today? What has happened that a child also has been inspired? An old man is also inspired. A youth is also inspired. Ladies are inspired. Men are inspired. The reason? Because their iman, their faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today that faith is remaining. And there is an inclination with our faith and their faith. That is a linkage. That is electronic linkage between iman of us and iman of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. That inspires us today. Second most important quality that can be said, that is their awareness of the time. Awareness of their enemy. Awareness of their responsibility. When somebody is living with basirat and awareness, then there is no possibility that anybody can motivate, anybody can take them out from their cause. There were many those who suggested, there were many those who came as an obstacle on the path, but Abu Abdullah never changed any time. Because he knew the circumstances, he knew his responsibility, and he was moving towards his responsibility. And not only him, but all the companions, all Ahlul Bayt Salam, were well aware of their responsibilities, what they need to do. They were well aware. Even a youth of 12 or 13 was well aware of his responsibility. A young girl like Sakina, she was well aware of her responsibility. They were aware of responsibilities. And if we like to follow in the path of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, we need to have that awareness, that basirat. Let us increase our basirat. Know about the time. Know about circumstances. Know about our enemies. And know about our friends. Now about our leadership. If we have that basirat, we will be able to follow the path of Ahlul Bayt, path of Karbala. And third quality that you can see, that is their allegiance, their loyalty. Loyalty towards their faith. One of the most important quality that we speak about Hazrat Abbas alayhi salatu was salam. Al akhil mawasi li abi Abdullah. That wafa, that loyalty. Loyalty for cause. Everybody has a cause. We are all working for a cause. And if we are loyal for our cause, then we really follow the path of Karbala, path of Abdullah. But if we are not, then we need to think in these days. We need to match ourselves. How much I am loyal with my cause. How much I am loyal with my cause. Everybody is standing on his position. Everybody has a position. Everybody has a responsibility. And if he or she is fulfilling responsibility with loyalty, then we are following the path. If we are not loyal, then we need to think about ourselves and change in these days. A commitment of this group. A kind of commitment that nothing can change their practices. It's midday, it's noon time, it's time of Zuhr. There is peak time of the war, but at that time standing for the cause of Allah, praying at that time. Even they become tired whole day, but the night of 11th, the sister of Aba Abdullah stands for Salatul Layl. Standing for Salatul Layl. That commitment. A commitment is required for the faith. If we have faith, then we need to be committed for that faith. And we need to practice according to that. Dear brothers and sisters, it's our honor to have scholars in our community. And we need to take benefits of their presence during these days. And let us learn the path of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam from these pure sources. And alhamdulillah, our community is taking benefits. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with your presence in majalis, presence of the youth in majalis, presence of brothers and sisters in their majalis. And that hudur is really important. Your being in the center is really important. And those who are volunteer for any cause, those who are helping the community, those who are giving hand and helping to make these majalis successful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them best of the rewards. Alhamdulillah, 2 days before Muharram starts, our community for Al-Hadi had a fundraising program, and all community participated, and there was great support to the Al-Hadi, and I hope that this should continue as we have continued until now. This has to be continued, and I appreciate all those brothers and sisters. I thank for them for their efforts to raise the funds and to help this institution, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them for their great effort and their funds that they have given for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, this is an investment for our future, investment for our generations, an investment for our children in the future, inshallah, those who are children of Islam and children of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Dear brothers and sisters, when we look at the world today in the affairs of Muslim Ummah, we can see that after failure of international governments and those who are forcing to have a war on Syria, after their failure, and they asked from Syria that it has to destroy chemical weapons. Let us ask a question, that has that satisfied them? The chemical weapons are being destroyed. Yes, that has been announced. And the group has announced that they have been successfully destroyed the chemical weapon. So this should have been end of everything. This must have satisfy any group that has any concern about Syria, but has that satisfied them? As I can just give you the reports that are being given in the news, that there is a collaboration of various governments against Syria. Newspaper that is Foreign Policy, it says about a story, and it discloses some of these secrets, although nothing is secret today. Nothing is secret. Everything is open because it's a world of internet, and it goes just in a minute. Anything that it happens, they try to hide, they try to keep it secret, but nothing is secret today. All those securities and secrets that they wanted to keep those secret, those are not secret today, and those are open for everybody and public. It is something that public property. There is a collaboration that has been made by Western government, Pakistani government, and Turkish government. And Saudi Arabia is trying to invest as much as it can, and kingdom has started investing on Pakistan. Of course, Pakistan was a close ally in the past with Saudi Arabia as well, but present government, it's a kind of Talibani government. If we don't say that, it's not exaggeration, but that is something that you can see through signs, that recently one of the commanders of Taliban has been killed by the drone attack, although there are many people there, they were killed in the past, of course. Hundreds of people are being killed, thousands of people until now in Pakistani territory are being martyred or killed, and innocent people are being killed. But Pakistani government has announced as Baitullah Mahsud as Shaheed. It's really interesting. A person who has killed thousands of people, a person that was well-known terrorist in the world, a person that was training and feeding a group and leading a group that is terrorist group within the world, that is being called as a Shaheed. This is a mentality, unfortunately, within the history that we can see, that this side is also Shaheed, other side is also Shaheed. Zalim is also Shaheed, Mazloom is also Shaheed. So that is mentality that we can see. Behind that there is a mentality. Behind that there is an ideology that is working still now. Until now that is working. That he's been called as a Shaheed. And also Pakistani government is trying to have dialogue with Taliban. Trying to make a friendship, recognize this group as a political group. So that far, they want to go that far to recognize that as a political group. Is that something, development that has happened within Pakistan? Of course not. Of course not. It is not Pakistani government's action. There is action that is being, Pakistani government, as I've said last week, it's been deployed to do that. Because these people are not people, those who can take their own decisions, but they are being deployed to do that, and that comes from those who call themselves as international community. It's really interesting sometimes calling themselves as an international community, and the leader had said in the past that only few governments get together and they call themselves as international community and forgetting rest of the world, that whole world is standing against, but they don't call that as international community. But only few governments become as international community. So international community is again investing in Taliban. They started Taliban. They trained Taliban. They are the people, those who have given weapon to Taliban from very beginning. And previous foreign minister of this country had admitted, and it's on YouTube, everybody can go and look at that. She admitted that we trained Taliban. But after years, passing years, and considering them as their enemy, and Al-Qaeda and whatsoever with many different names, again they are recognizing them as a political group, And again, they started supporting them as well. Nowadays, after that Mal'un is being killed, Baytullah Mahsud, although we should not name that as he is Baytul Mahsud, not Baytullah, another person is being replaced as a leader. And to appoint that person, Mullah Omar himself from Afghanistan has appointed, it's like a Amarat, a person who is ruler of a group. He has ruled out that another person has to take place, and his name is Mullah Fazlullah. And pictures are on website. You can see that this person also is announcing that he has become. So how cruel is this world that after all these terrorist activities, they are openly announcing about their leadership, they are openly announcing their presence in a country, and nobody is stopping. If countries are anti-terrorist countries, then they should stop this group. But if they are supportive of terrorism, then they should not say that they are anti-terrorism, but they have to accept that we are actually training the terrorists in this world, and we are feeding the terrorists. And British government, one of the intelligence agent of the British government has said that at the moment hundreds of British Islamists are fighting in Syria. So how sad is that? That they are admitting that people from Britain went in Syria and they are fighting over there. Are they fighting without their permission, without their pleasure, with the British passport? They go over there, enter in Syria without any permission, and fight in Syria. It's a pre-plan. And that is pre-plan of that so-called international community. That unfortunately, that has caused a world today, a world of terrorism. And we hope that this world is going to be filled with peace, with the presence of son of Abu Abdullah, Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevail peace and justice in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity we can see the real peace in this world. We can see the real justice in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity to support the cause of Imam Zaman. May Allah make us from the true followers of Abu Abdullah. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna. وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.